Israel and Judah, Chapter 33, Jehu's Zeal. The real title of the subject of this lesson, as given in the International Lessons, is Jehu's False Zeal. But we know not by what right the lesson committee insert the word false, and we think it is contrary to the intention of the inspired record. For we read distinctly, "And the Lord said unto Jehu, Because you have done well in executing that which is right in my eyes, and have done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, your children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." This was said to Jehu by the Lord, after Jehu had done what is recorded in the lesson. And when the Lord says to Jehu, "You have done well in executing that which is right in my eyes, and have done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart." And when because of this the Lord pronounces a reward upon Jehu and upon his house for four generations, upon the throne of Israel. In view of all this, we think it a very questionable piece of wisdom for the lesson committee to brand it as Jehu's false zeal, when the Lord says that Jehu did, well, that he did, right, that he did according to what was in his heart concerning Ahab. Then for the lesson committee to charge it up as false zeal is certainly, to say the least, not very far removed from charging the Lord himself with a false zeal. We think when the Lord pronounces so plainly as this upon the merit of an action, it is best for men to confine themselves to the record. The time had fully come when judgment must be executed upon the bloody house of Ahab, when that still small voice came to Elijah as he stood at the mouth of the cave in Horeb. The Lord said unto him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you come, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shall you anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shall you anoint to be prophet in your room. And it shall come to pass, that him that escapes the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay." And again Elisha sent a young man of the children of the prophets directly to Jehu with this message. "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And you shall smite the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord, at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish." According to this word, Hazael was now king of Syria, and Joram, the son of Ahab, had made war against Hazael, and the Syrians wounded Joram. And King Joram went back to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael king of Syria. Then it was that Elisha sent the young men to anoint Jehu king, that he might, according to the word of Elijah, slay him that had escaped from the sword of Hazael. And if he had escaped the sword of Jehu, then it would have remained for Elisha to slay him. The house of Ahab was devoted to destruction, and their judgment could no longer be delayed. And as Jehu came, driving furiously, Joram said, "Make ready." And his chariot was made ready. And Joram king of Israel and Ahaziah king of Judah went out, each in his chariot. And they went out against Jehu, and met him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. There was that fatal field of Naboth, the monument of the united iniquities of Ahab and Jezebel. And when, on that fatal day, after the innocent blood of Naboth and his sons had been poured out, Ahab went down to take possession of the portion of Naboth, Jehu followed him in a chariot, and was there when Elijah pronounced the fearful doom of Ahab and Jezebel with all their house. And now Jehu comes to execute the judgment that day pronounced. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace, so long as the whoredoms of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many?" And Joram turned his hands and fled, and said to Ahaziah, "There is treachery, O Ahaziah." And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength, and smote Jehoram between his arms. And the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. Then said Jehu to Bidkar his captain, "Take up, and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember how that, when I and you rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him. Surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth, and the blood of his sons, says the Lord, and I will requite you in this plat." Plat equals a plot of land, says the Lord. When Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face, and tired her head, and looked out at a window. She must once more assert herself, and as Jehu entered in at the gate she cried out, "Had Zimri peace, who slew his master?" But it was her last effort. The chamberlains of her palace pitched her out through the window, and so perished Jezebel. But Jehu's work was not done yet. The house and the prophets, and the priests, and the worship of Baal, which Jezebel had introduced, still remained. And Jehu gathered all the people together, and said unto them, Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much. So he proclaimed a solemn assembly for Baal. And Jehu sent through all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not, and the house of Baal was full from one end to another. They were all destroyed. And they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal, and burned them. And they broke down the image of Baal, and broke down the house of Baal, and made it a draught house unto this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Thus sin brings its fearful penalty. Warning after warning, reproof after reproof, entreaty after entreaty, had come to the house of Ahab, but all to no avail. And he that being often reproved hardens his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. There is another point in this lesson worthy of consideration. It is the part taken by Jehonadab, the son of Rechab. As Jehu was on his way from Jezreel to Samaria, he came upon Jehonadab and saluted him. In the midst of all the corruption and iniquity of Israel, Jehonadab had taken special precaution to keep his family pure. He had pledged them particularly that they should drink no wine, either they nor their sons forever, etc. Jehu said to him, Is your heart right as my heart is with your heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. Said Jehu, If it be, give me your hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. And he said, Come with me, and see my zeal for the Lord. So they made him ride in his chariot. And it appears that Jehonadab acted in concert with Jehu in all that followed. For he went with Jehu through the crowd of Baal worshippers in the house of Baal, to search and see that there were no worshippers of the Lord there. This again is against the idea of Jehu's zeal being a false zeal. In this narrative of Jehu in his chariot, riding in his zeal to perform the righteous judgment of the Lord upon the adversaries of Jehovah in the land of Israel, we are reminded of a greater than Jehu, who at the last is to visit the judgments of the Lord upon all of the ungodly. Behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. For he put unrighteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay, fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. And when thus he comes in his glory, then to every one whose heart is right as his heart is with the right, he will say, Give me your hand. And all such will he take up in his chariot, and make them ride in his chariot. God is righteous. He loves righteousness and hates iniquity. And to the Son he says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And to all of the children of men who love righteousness and hate iniquity, the Son of God says, To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. A.T. Jones.